So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a halacha regarding the seller's obligation to the buyer. Hai bar Yisrael dezamele chamer li Yisrael chavrei, v'ka'asa akim v'ones le'minei. If one Jew sold a donkey to another Jew, and a non-Jew then confiscated the donkey claiming that it belonged to him, Rabba v'itemir Papa said, dinuhu demavtzit le'minei. The seller is obligated to deal with the akim and attempt to recover the donkey. However, the Rashbam adds, avol ka'ones le'Yisrael le'mavtzilei. If a Jew confiscated the donkey and claimed that it belongs to him, the seller is not obligated to deal with him. Rather, yitfa'en b'din, the buyer should take the case to Beis Din because in koyach liYisrael ligzol chamor mechaveroi b'lo edim u'b'lo raya. A Jew has no right to take away someone's donkey without valid proof of ownership. The Gemara explains that Rabba v'itimer Papa qualify their halacha of dinuhu d'mavtzit le'minei, that it applies only if the following two conditions are met. The buyer does not recognize the donkey as belonging to the seller, and the Akam did not confiscate the donkey with the saddle. He only took the donkey. Only then, because there is reason to believe that the Akam has a legitimate claim, as he only took that which belongs to him. And it is the seller's responsibility to prove that it is not so, and he did not defraud the buyer. However, the seller is not obligated to deal with the akum and attempt to recover the donkey if makar bashi bas chamar. The buyer does recognize the donkey as belonging to the seller, or honestly, l'day ulo ukfa, the akum did confiscate both the donkey and the saddle, because it is obvious that the akum's claim is false, as he also took that which does not belong to him, and the seller bears no responsibility. A maimer disagrees and says, afila leka kalhani, even if these two conditions are not met, because made the other the sam akum anasu. It is known that akum generally steal and his claim is false, as the pasuk states, asher piem diber tzav v'minim yumin shaker. The Gemara now resumes explaining the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis, which rules ha'umnin ein lem chazaka. As the Rashbam there explains, if an umman had in his possession an item that is asur l'shalchei lo umman kedei l'saknoi, it is usually given to an umman for repair, and the umman now claims l'kuchahi b'yadi, I bought it from the owner. And the owner claims that he only gave it to him for repair, and the owner has edim that it belonged to him, the umman is not believed, and his possession of the item is not proof of ownership. Before we proceed, let's clarify two relevant factors. Whether masaloi be'edim, there were witnesses present when the owner gave his item to the umman for repair, or masaloi shaloi be'edim, there were no witnesses present when the owner gave his item to the umman. Ra'u Eidim, there are witnesses that the Uman currently has the item. Or Lai Ra'u Eidim, there are no witnesses that the Uman currently has the item. Now, Rav explains the Mishnah and makes the following distinction. Lai Shanu Alisha Masulai Be'edim Einoi Nemon. Only if there were witnesses present when the owner gave his item to the Uman for repair, the Uman is not believed to claim Lekuchi Biyadi. Ava Masulai Shalai Be'edim Nemon. If there were no witnesses present when the owner gave his item to the Uman is believed to claim Lekuchi Biyadi. As per the Gemara, the Rashbam explains. At this point, Rabba holds that Masalei Be'edim is the only factor. And Masalei Be'edim ain't a Neman, regardless of whether it was Ru'u Eidim, there are witnesses that the Uman currently has the item, or Lei Ru'u Eidim, there are no witnesses that the Uman currently has the item. However, Masalei Shalei Be'edim Neman, regardless of Ru'u Eidim or Lei Ru'u Eidim. Abaye disagrees and holds that Ru'u Eidim is the only factor, and Ru'u Eidim ain't a Neman. If there are witnesses that the Uman currently has the item, the Uman is not believed, regardless of whether Masalei Be'edim, there were Edim present, or Masalei Shalei Be'edim, there were no Edim present when the owner gave his item to the Uman. And Lei Ru'u Edim Neman, regardless of whether Masalei Be'edim or Masalei Shalei Be'edim. And the Rashbam explains the Machlekes as follows. Rabba holds a mafkir is chaver Be'edim tzarech lahachzalei Be'edim. Someone entrusts a person with his item when Edim are present, the guardian must also return the item when Edim are present. Therefore, if Masalei Be'edim ain't a Neman, even if Lei Ru'u Eidim, the Uman cannot claim Lukuchi Biyadi because he has no Migui, he cannot make a more superior claim of Achzarti Lach, I returned it, because there are no Eidim on the Chazara. And he also cannot make a more superior claim of Lahoy Dvar Mi'aylam, I never received it, because there are Eidim on the Mesira that the item was given to him. However, Masalei Shalei Be'edim Neman. Even if Ru'u Be'edim, the Uman can claim Lukuchi Biyad because since there are no Edim on the Mesira, he has the following Migui. Since he could have made a more superior claim that he did not receive the item from the owner but rather he bought it from someone else, he is also believed with his inferior claim that he did receive the item from the owner and it was then sold to him. And the Rashbam continues to explain. Masalai shaloi ba'edim can claim lukucha hi b'yadi. Even though people usually give an umman their items for repair, because Rambo holds that an umman cannot be compared to the halacha of dvar masun lahashul lahasker, v'om lukucha hi b'yadi in an umman. If a person has someone's item that is generally lent or rented out, and he claims to have bought it, while the owner claims he did not sell it, the muhzik is not believed, and this chazaka is not a proof of ownership because l'chol shchein of odem mashal amasker. People usually lend or rent their items to all their neighbors, therefore possession is not proof of ownership. However, regarding umen, matzi amar umen einach ragol asakin begadecha etzli. The umen can claim that this person usually does not give me his items for a pair. Therefore, neman and his chazaka is proof. This is Rabba's opinion. However, Abaye holds hamafkir itz chaver be'edim ein tzarach lahachzer le'be'edim. If someone entrusts a person with his item when edim are present, the guardian may return the item even when no edim are present. Therefore, lo ru'u edim neman, even if it is masal le'be'edim, the omen can claim l'kuchi biyad because since there are no edim that he has the item, he has the following migui. Since he could have made a more superior claim that he already returned the item to the owner, he's also believed with his inferior claim that he has the item but it was sold to him. However, even if the umman cannot claim lekuchi biyadi because since there are edim that he has the item, he has no migui. And lekuchi biyadi alone is not a valid claim because an umman has the same halacha as dvar masun lahashul lahasker in which einay neman. The Gemara later concludes that Rabba retracted partially, and he agrees with Abaye that Hamafkir leitzachaver be'edim ain't tzarch lahachzer le'be'edim. And therefore, according to Rabba, the Mishnah's halacha is as follows. Only if it was both masal be'edim and ru'u edim, einay neman. The umen cannot claim lukuchi biyadi because he has no migui. He could not have claimed neither hechzar telach nor lohay dvar me'aylam. However, if it was only masal be'edim, lohay ru'u edim, neman. The umen can claim lukuchi biyadi that it was later sold to him because he has a migui that he could have claimed hechzar tevlach. In this case, Rabba agrees with Abaye. But in the following case, Rabba disagrees with Abaye. If it was only loy masal loy be'edim v'ru'u edim neman, the umen can claim lukuchi biyadi that the item was initially sold to him because according to Rabba, an umen is not considered like dvar masun lahashul lahasker. However, Abaye holds einay neman because umen is considered like dvar masun lahashul ulahasker. The Gemara proceeds and attempts several proofs, and in the following daf concludes with a proof from our Mishnah, Uman in Le Chazaka. The Mishnah implies, Uman hu de in Le Chazaka, ha'achar yesh Le Chazaka. Only for an Uman the Chazaka is not a proof, but for someone else the Chazaka is a proof. This cannot refer to both the Ike Edim v'ru Edim, that are witnesses for both the Mesira, and also that the Uman currently has the item, because if so, achar amay yesh Le Chazaka. Even a regular person cannot claim lekuchi biyadi because he has no migui, since he cannot have claimed hechzar tevlach. Therefore, we must say that this refers to deleka edim, there are no witnesses for the mesira, but ru'u edim, there are witnesses that the uman currently has the item. Therefore, im uman ein lechazaka, a uman cannot claim lekuchi biyadi because an uman is considered like dvarm hasuin lahashul lahasker. However, ha'acher yesh lechazaka, someone else can claim lekuchi biyadi because the item was not dvarm hasuin lahashul lahasker. Apparently, this is a proof to Abaye that Ru'uhu Edim Einoi Neman, even if Le Mosul Le Be'edim. The Gemara indeed concludes to Yufta, the Rabba to Yufta.